Fight for freedom.
Another fought defending our fighting with guns.
We're logical back.
Control of our contributing to your fight trip moment.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nico products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And hang on a minute, we'll make a couple of quick adjustments here. In the meantime, let me welcome you. Hour number three. Thank you so much for being with me today. I greatly appreciate you joining us. We've got a lot of material that we've been covering today. We've had David Summerall has been on BloodyHill.com. I spent quite a bit of time in the last hour talking about the injustices that have been happening as a result of January 6th and the treasonous behavior. And I really, truly believe that, folks. The treasonous behavior of this January 6th Unselect Committee. And I lay out the argument as to why I believe that their behaviors are in fact treasonous. And so David Summerall was here to join me, and we encourage you to watch the film. We kick things off, Ethan Peck and I talking about war corporations, Tim Schaff and I, CGR Wellness Week, and I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. She has been at the very front end of identifying this plandemic, and she has been she was probably the very first person who really was a casualty of sorts in the sense that they took their initial shots at her, first lauding her for having uncovered the potential cure to a large swath of illnesses facing our culture, our society today. And then when the attorneys got a hold of it and realized the liability, Big Pharma decided, oh, geeminy, we can't have any of that. And welcome to the program, Dr. Judy Mikovits. Dr. Judy, so good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Pastor Greg. It's good to be here, too. I'm working on trying to find a way to get into the Zoom this morning. It's just not letting me, but I'm here. I'm going to try one more time and see if I can do it.
Okay.
Is it
telling you that there's something maybe I need to do on my end, or is it?
It's all right. I'll try again. No, it's telling me I had the wrong meeting, so let me try. I'll try one more time, and we'll...
You know what? Let me do this. Let me...
No, it's okay. I'm okay if we keep talking. I'm just trying
okay,
to...
Okay, yep.
I've got...
So, we're visiting, of course, on the new now, and they're not really new. They're, you know, it's the same old story.
Right.
The efforts, now they want to isolate patients again, but it's all, you know, it's the same playbook. They're just going to try to accelerate it is what it seems.
Well, sure. You know, it's a plandemic. Okay, I'm going to get in there. I just see the new. It's a plandemic. They're just calling it monkeypox. Again, I just don't know how I can tell people that these are viral monkey kidney cell lines shipped around the world for 40 years or more and injected into everyone in every polio shot. Everyone is carrying monkey pox. It's like chicken pox. It's in everything. It's not an emergency. They're saying it's sexually transmitted. It's all a lie. And we the people have the power to do something about it. But we won't. We won't do anything about it. We won't stop it. Wake up. No more masks, no more distancing, no more not hugging, no more closing your business, no more shots. If we never get another shot, you'll live well with all of the solutions you and I have been talking about the last year or so. And I've been talking about for four decades. I've spent my entire adult life making drugs, making lots of great drugs. We have solutions. We have all we need. God's given us all we need. We have an innate virome that's 2.5 times all of our proteins, all of our mRNA that is translated into proteins. 8% of our genome protects us from monkeypox, smallpox, cowpox, COVID, you name it. We always, it doesn't matter if it's mouse, monkey, or manufactured. It doesn't matter. All that matters is our God-given immune system and us living according to God. Psalm 91, that's why we do it.
And you know, it's the reason why we talk repeatedly here on the program about, as a whole, our nations need to get back to God. It is the only thing that's going to save this country.
That's right.
It's the only thing that's going to
save our world.
Yeah.
We're one nation under God. And as this country goes for freedom to communism, we're going to lose freedom, humanity. All humanity is at risk. And all we have to do is stop and say no more. We're not playing the game anymore. We're not angry. We're forgiving ourselves. That's why I always use number one, Psalm 91. God's given us all we need. And Ephesians 5:11. That's why we're on this today. We're called not only not to participate in the darkness, but not participate, but shout it from the rooftop. We've got to tell people, warn people, this is not of God. This is pure Satan. It's not science. It's the cult of scientism. We don't obey Tony Fauci. Deborah Birx just admitted in a book that's not censored that she's making money. She's grifting. Is that what they said about me? And our three books, our four books, including the truth about the deadliness of the mask. And yet everybody worldwide, I mean, Christians who are supposedly fearing God. You don't fear God if you put a mask. The Bible says don't veil your face before your Lord. God gave us everything we needed. If we needed a mask, He'd have given us a mask.
So I guess then the question is, you know, I know Dr. James Thorpe came out and talked about, you know, the issue, problem, if you will, that you have this Hippocratic Oath. I had Dr. Syed Haider on earlier this week, and we were going through the Hippocratic Oath. And the challenge is that, you know, doctors are ignoring the sciences because it's the sciences prove exactly what it is that you're talking about. That's a big part of this issue is that the facts and the science, all of it proves what you're telling people is the way in which to address these challenges.
Exactly. And all we need is a nasal spray called Paxamune that is type 1 interferon, our innate immune response. Gobble it all up. All we need is clean non-GMO food. You and I talk about, unfortunately, some of these supplements and liquid supplements we have to actually take because they're concentrated nutrients, because our vitamin C comes from corn. And then that is contaminated with glyphosate. We're poisoning our environment. We're poisoning our room. We're poisoning America. We're poisoning our world. And all we have to do is turn back to God and we'll be fine. I just don't know how much simpler it could be.
Well, and I understand that. I guess, you know, but a lot of this goes back to, because we go back to, I sent you that thing about the new warning to the doctors about, you know, we need to isolate, you know, regarding monkeypox, and so we're gonna institute these new policies in the hospitals to address this, you know, what they're saying is this.
And again, the hospitals are death camps.
I agree.
Concentration camps. Don't go. So don't, the policy is not God-given, constitutionally protected rights. We're one nation under God. We can declare any kind of immunity we want. We can prove our immunity. I can prove to you I'm immune to monkeypox, cowpox, smallpox, you name it. I can prove Omicron, COVID, XMRV, YMRV. I can prove I'm immune to Ebola with my antibodies. I can prove my immune system is just fine. I'm healthy. A PCR test is not a virus. is not a virus. We've known this. This is a case-demic. This is a fraud. What we need to do is turn around and no more. Say, absolutely not. I will not. I will not ever get another shot. No more shots. No more. Until you've tested every one of them. Everyone on the schedule. The CDC is a criminal organization. They've admitted it a dozen times. They've been convicted of it. The FDA is guilty of cancer caused by Roundup. Caused by glyphosate. And yet, our food is still poisoned with glyphosate 5 years after the billion-dollar case was won. 5 years. If any of these organizations that are protecting our so-called public health, these treasonous individuals at the top of these organizations, had once done their job, and I include the DOJ, the FBI, the Ninth Circuit Court of Reno, Nevada, the judges that are jailing innocent doctors like me, like Dr. Gold, like the innocent people jailed, you know, on January 6th without due process, without constitutional protections.
Yep. Hang on one second. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this. Dr. Judy Mikovits, right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel set. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back, folks. Sorry about that. My apologies. Let me get Dr. Judy reconnected here. All right, there we go. Dr. Judy Mikovits, my guest. And we're talking about the impacts of this. So you were making a connection in the break between, you know, SIDS, the sudden infant death, which they refused to connect to the vaccines, and you made that connection, not just based on hypothesis, but based on research. And now they have a new thing called sudden adult death. Directly related, it would clearly seem to be.
Absolutely.
They
just made up a disease. You're killing people with the shot, with the COVID shot. You killed millions. And you just said, oh, they just died. The healthy 30-year-old just didn't wake up yesterday. An athlete just dropped dead. Millions of soccer, sorry, not millions, soccer players just dropping dead.
Right.
Athletes just dying. My nephew's a swim coach. They're not coming up from the bottom of the pool, and they got to get them quick. There's new procedures with Arizona State University, an Olympic swim coach, and you got to make sure your athlete doesn't pass out and die, doesn't pass out and drown. An elite swimmer, because you forced elite athletes to inject a known bioweapon toxin known to cause cancer. Known to cause myocarditis. It's clear. It's admitted. Known to cause abortion, sterilization. Known. They know exactly the sequences they put in the mRNA. Now the audience knows. And now by law, by that in 2019, President Trump signed into law. That was the coup of our country. When then Tony Fauci, treasonous Fauci, convinced him to sign the universal flu shot or whatever they called it. We can change the codons of anything we want. We can put any mRNA in any human being. We can inject anything in any human being we want. And we don't have to ask, and we don't have to test it, and we don't have to trump up and fabricate, sorry, pun intended. We don't have to fabricate an emergency called COVID. They fabricated it. It's a TV disease. They showed you. PlandemicSeries.com. Please, everybody, listen. Stop it. Stop the shots. No more shots.
The new NDAA, by the way, folks, you need to contact your senators and tell them, because they need to strip out the portion of the NDAA that now says that the public health is going to fall under DOD, meaning now that soldiers could be given orders. This is no joke. I think I may have sent this to you, Dr. Judy, as well, but that soldiers now, under the new NDAA, would be ordered to administer the shots or to oversee the implementation of mandatory injections on American citizens.
It's murder. It's premeditated murder. That's what David Martin said. It's Clay Clark again. And I've said for a year, it's premeditated murder. Premeditated murder. No, you cannot shoot Americans. And somebody will protect.
Well, we have, you know...
Our military will stand for Americans. We will go back to being constitutional. You come anywhere near me with a needle and you'll get my needle. And it's a 30cc syringe with a 16 gauges. With formaldehyde, glutaraldehyde, pig blood, cow blood, everything you've injected in the first 3 years of its infant's life. Yeah. You'll get my shot. I'm sorry. No more. No more. We're done. We're done. We're not, this is treason.
It is a clear violation of our constitutional rights. It is a clear violation to our right to be secure in our persons, houses, papers, effects of unreasonable searches and seizures. The violation of our person. And of course, as you said, though, there's been this order that's been signed that now allows them to do these kinds of things without having to ask permission. These are the dangers, folks. We present it, and it sounds almost doomsday-ish. But the frustration I know that you feel, Dr. Judy, is that you've been trying to get people to recognize this and see this and understand this and wake up to this and for others to join you in the cause. And in the midst of that, in one of your books, you write about several of your associates who did stand up, tried to stand up, tried to make their voices heard, tried to say something, went out there and tried to take a stand, and they were killed.
Sure. And tried to use treatment. Or their career was destroyed.
Yeah.
Yeah, like mine. Or they were canceled. The data, the literature, rewritten. You know, we've got people saying there's no such thing as a virus. It's never been isolated. It's a monkey virus. It's grown in a monkey cell line that you shipped around the world. Last time in 2014, you put that pesky little Ebola Zaire in it. I know that. We made that cell line in 2009. All the data is detailed in four books since 2011. The first one was published in 2014. They knew exactly. Plague of Corruption is their playbook. It reads like prophecy. How did we know when we started writing that book in 2014? How did we know what they were going to do?
Right.
Because they'd already arrested me, held me in jail under threat of death. They tried to kill me several times. Read the book. Thank God has a sense of humor.
Well,
you know, I escaped.
And,
I mean, but this is not America.
Right.
This is not.
Absolutely. America.
This is scientism.
It's technocracy.
It's a cult, yes.
Yeah, it's technocracy.
So we control you. We're going to be China. If you don't obey us, your phone's going to buzz and all the money's going to leave your bank account. Like I can't get on a Zoom. Or like it buzzes and leaves my bank account. I can't work. I can't live in the United States of America. And yet I've never had one day in court. Not one. And neither did Simone Gold, who was jailed. You know, I was charged with misdemeanor trespassing on an airplane, March 10, 2021. They didn't file the charges, and yet I couldn't get on an airplane because my mask might actually prevent disease because it was a silver mask, triple layer, heavy duty mesh mask. You can't wear that. Oh, why? Because you won't get sick. Stop it, people. I don't know what else to say. Stop it. God tells you he's all you need.
Amen.
Matthew 8, who say, do not keep God from the little children. Do not. They'll have a rope thrown around the neck of Fauci and they'll be at the bottom of the ocean. That's what we're called to do. We're not called to sit here and obey and let children be murdered every day. And it's happened. Every single Christian doctor, pharmacist, nurse, any government official who stood there and let them inject a poison directly into a child who had a 0.0000 risk of dying of COVID, the common cold, and then they weaponized it to a deadly virus. Shame on all of us. A pox on all of our houses. Is that the saying? A pox on all of our houses. We're not called to sacrifice our children to the god of Baal, or should I call it Fauci? We don't live in Babylon.
So, Judy, what we need to do now, having put that out there, is unwind that curse. So in the name of Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Blood, cross, resurrection, and ascension, I remove the pox from those that are speaking out, praying, engaging, and so many that are in the same place, frustrated with the situation and with what's going on and feeling overwhelmed by what's happened and by what's happening. And the action that is necessary is the replacement of the representatives that are responsible for allowing these things to happen. Anthony Fauci should be charged, tried, and then the sentence carried out, because what he has done is criminal. Those that are of the information and have the knowledge that you do, Dr. Judy, and know it and aren't doing anything to try to stop it or prevent it or, you know, or yell out in any way, they need to have their medical licenses removed. And those doctors, like the Dr. Haters and the Dr. McCulloughs and Richard Barnett, and there's a list of them. I mean, there's a whole bunch of them that I'm on, you know, in communication with, that are all saying this is being done wrong. Dr. Jim Thorpe, who's calling out roughly 90% of medical practitioners across the country, who he is saying, you are violating your Hippocratic Oath. The reason I intervened in it is just simply to say, because Dr. Judy, you're right, and I've cried out too, the babies that are being aborted, there's blood on everyone's hands that's doing nothing about it. The churches that are promulgating sodomy at the front of the church, Mary, you know, performing these ceremonies with sodomites, allowing drag queens to come in and teach in their Sunday schools. There's blood on every person's hands that is engaged and involved in this evil. And you will be held account by God. And so we say this to you in hopes, as the writer of Deuteronomy, as Moses was writing, and he said, God said, I set before you this day life and death. Choose life. Choose life. But sadly, Jesus said in John chapter 3, the light came into the world, and man rejected the light because he loved darkness and the evil of his ways. And those that are participating in that, then yes, what you have is the warning that Dr. Judy said. A pox upon your house. A pox upon your family from generation to generation that will not be broken until someone in that family gives their life to Jesus Christ and covers it in the blood of Christ. And changes. Repentance means change. Dr. Judy, that's what you're talking about. Stop doing what you've been doing. Stop encouraging your family members to go get more booster shots, for God's sakes. Stop it. And there is a prayer that we have up at the website. It's a prayer of repentance and a prayer to apply the blood of Christ to the effects of all injections that we've taken over the course of our lives. Because as Dr. Judy has been so brave to tell us, every single injection that has been given since the 1930s is tainted. Every one of them. There's not one that's not. So every one of us took a tainted injection. And at some point, somebody knew. At some point, Dr. Judy and her team raised the flag and said, hey, guys, we need to stop this. We got a problem. And nobody wanted to listen, Dr. Judy.
No, they did not.
And hopefully now, folks, we're getting some people's attention. I said this earlier, I've said this repeatedly. Naomi Wolf came on the program and gave us some numbers that they had done out of their research team on the FOIA request and the FDA coming out with Pfizer and Moderna and their quote-unquote trial, their three-month trial. 1,200 people, they said, died in 3 months. 1,200, I don't know. Do you know the numbers of how many people were actually injected? Not that it makes a big difference if it's 1%, 2%, 5%, a half a percent. It's still 1,200 humans that were murdered by the injection.
But it's 9,000 people who were murdered by the injection, and that's 1% of the reporting. They're not even counting these sudden adult deaths.
Right.
It's not even
right,
close.
Right,
more millennials
right, right,
were
right.
killed in the entire Vietnam War.
Yeah.
This is premeditated murder.
Yeah.
And as you just said, any doctor who did not know what they injected in their patient, any doctor who did not know what was in the needle, there was no emergency. That was a healthy little baby. Kids are not susceptible. Doesn't matter what you call it. They never were. That was a healthy little baby. And I mean every shot. You mentioned it. They're Hippocratic oath. Do no harm. How do you know you're doing no harm if you didn't study what was in the needle? You had no idea how anybody ever does a virus isolation. If you didn't study and realize not a single safety test was done on any vaccine since all liability was removed in 1986, not a single safety test. We knew all of this. In 2019, finally, after tireless efforts, people like Del Bigtree, Children's Health Defense, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., doctor, 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 look at it, the real Anthony Fauci, the book so heavily censored. It shows you they've been planning these pandemics to destroy our nation, our country, to destroy humanity, and we're still doing it.
And here's, this is where I talked earlier today about Stalin, Lenin, the belief that communism is a religion. And you will hear this. Oh, my gosh. I was watching just a brief part of the Young Turks, which is just, when you hear what it is that they think they know, it's just crazy because they think that they are going to introduce some kind of heaven to the earth that is going to be man-made, that technocrats and scientism is going to bring about some kind of man-made. This is eugenics, folks. This is going right back to the thing that Hitler was using when he was exterminating the Jews, but on the backside of that, and it happened right here in this country in the 1920s in science rooms that nobody wants to talk about, and then was exported out. Individuals that were targeting on what they wanted to call this pure race. Their idea of bringing man, it's the Tower of Babel all over again. It was what Scripture says. They're going to try and literally they're going to try and you know, we're going to have another run on heaven. That's what Lucifer was a run on heaven. Lucifer attacked. He convinced a third of the host of heaven to join him in an attack against God and the angelic host that stayed. And he was cast down as a result of it. The battle lines haven't changed. The players haven't changed. On the human front, yes, people have come and people have gone and people have died. Many of whom who now their souls are eternally spent, separated from God. But the battle is raging and it sounds insane. It sounds like something right out of a science fiction book, Dr. Judy. It really does, but it's not. It's in the reality. It's in the here and it's in the now.
Well, and it's right out of the book by C.S. Lewis, The Magician's Twin, or Patrick Wood's book on technocracy. He's written three or four of them over the last 30 years. Technocracy.
It's right out of the book of Revelation. It's right out of the Bible, okay? It's
right
in the Word. If you'd studied the Word, you would know it's in the Word. And the thing that the church is most guilty of at this moment, the most guilty of, is not recognizing what the writer of Hebrews got into the argument with the Jews who were becoming impatient and who were moving back to, well, we need to sacrifice animals, because no, you don't need to sacrifice animals. What you need to do is you need to depend upon the sacrifice of God and His Son, Jesus Christ. We need to turn to Jesus Christ as the only begotten Son of God and the only one who can save the world, and He already did it, and we need to preach that Christ has saved the world. Turn to the cross. I'll be back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the communities are so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the program. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected, and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest is Dr. Judy Mikovits, the real DrJudy.com. I did that right, correct?
Yes, you did.
Okay. They've hijacked her website. They have attempted, they're blocking her right now from being able to use Zoom with us. There have just been continual assaults with regards to this. I want to say this. Look, you know, when we're talking again, this is a warning, and it is informative. It is an effort to get people to understand how dangerous what it is that they're doing, and folks, I can't reemphasize to you, Dr. Judy, really quickly, and I know you're going to have to go here in just a minute. So, what does that sound? Hello.
Sorry.
Okay. Sorry.
Better?
Yes. Yeah. No, it sounded like you were under assault by a pterodactyl. Either that or a very expensive espresso machine. I couldn't tell which. So I guess when we look at this situation, you have all of this data. Where's the best place for folks to read so they can gather and understand the data that is out there regarding this?
Well, really the best place to look are our books on our website. You know, we've written four books now, The Truth About the Masks, Plague of Corruption, which the movie Plandemic is based upon, Ending Plague, which just came out last year, heavily centered where Nobel laureate Luc Montagné and Frank Rossetti discussed how virus isolation, how everything about the science was corrupted over since HIV/AIDS, and we start to see these patterns of how they're, you know, experimenting on people. And then, you know, as we said, this is about evolution, the preservation of favored races in the struggle for life. You know, so we plandemicseries.com, the real DrJudy.com, all our books, all the solutions. You can get Paximmune. Oh, that would have been a vaccine for Ebola. That would have prevented all of these things, a prophylactic strategy, hydroxychloroquine, the Zevzelenko Z-Stack therapy, plus CBDs, the immune formula, the immune strength, natural solutions that we can all get. And that will keep us well, keep us healthy. And once you start living well, yeah, the data's all in the book. The proof of the crimes against humanity, you know, for my entire career since June 10th, 1980, these experiments have been done on vulnerable populations and we've been lied to. You can find it all at therealdrjudy.com. Every talk I give, we attempt to show you the solutions so that you do have knowledge is power, but wisdom is up to you. Wisdom is taking that knowledge and acting upon it, of fearing only the Lord.
Amen. Amen. All right, you've got to jump. We will get you back in a couple of weeks. I greatly appreciate you being here. Safe travels to you, Dr. Judy. Thanks for being with us
today.
Thank you. All right, God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay, see you soon. God bless.
All right. Look. We can take and understand all of the numbers, all the information, all of the evidence that's there. And there are some lawsuits that are currently underway and being filed. Attorney Thomas Renz is involved in several lawsuits. There are lawsuits that are being filed to stop these individuals, to put an end to what it is that they're doing to us. But what can you do right here and right now to protect yourself, to protect your family? That's why I am so committed to the CGR wellness products, the health products. Why, when I see people that are out there that are ill or they get sick, I'm like, man, here's what I did. I did quercetin with bromelain. I still, to this day, ever since I got ill, I use quercetin with bromelain every morning. I use zinc every morning. I use COQ10. I use vitamin D3. I use vitamin C. I have some other things, as you've seen in my little baggies, of naturopathic pills because of other underlying issues that I have. I am a miracle when it comes to my survival, and yes, it was it's a cold, but it has been, again, metastasized, I guess would be a proper term even for it. It attacks your whole system, and the way that it does that is because it actually uses stuff that's in your system that was put there by these injections that we have all been exposed to in the course of our lives. And unfortunately, and again, as Dr. Judy has said, she's not anti-vaccine, but what she's saying is that the stuff that's come out right now is bypassing all safety protocols. And in addition to that, if you go back, there's a realization that they were putting stuff into us that was incubated improperly, animal blood crossing over, so many different issues associated with these things. And the direct and net result to us is that when something like this is injected into us and then weaponized on top of it, they know what most Americans have in them. They know what's in our blood. And so that's why she's talking about the reliance on Jesus Christ, because it's the blood of Christ, it's the cross, and it is absolutely the faith of the Son of God activated in us. That really is the only way we win this fight, because it is an evil. They have gone in now and they're changing things molecularly, cellularly, mRNA, RNA, the structures, the DNA, all of that stuff. Well, the only one that can put all that back and make it right and fix it all is God. And the way that he designed to do that was through his Son, Jesus Christ. Healing, signs, wonders, the power of God working in your life. Wherever you are in your life today, man, give your life to Jesus Christ. I went through this little bout with the Turkish coffee. I'll tell you what, one of the big things I've done is I'm praying over my gut. And I am feeling improved because of it. I'm also taking some other natural stuff. This Micronic Silver. I take this anytime I have a stomach issue. Micronic Silver. All right, I got to go for today. I'll be back tomorrow. I've got a lot coming at you tomorrow on the program. A lot of good stuff. I want you knowledgeable. I want you educated. And then I want you prayed up. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. He will direct your path. And pray this with me. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. God bless you, and have a great rest of your day.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my Son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.